We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So we find, dear friends, that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, peace and blessings upon him, of course, has very beautiful dialogues. He has these conversations with people, the common masses, his companions, his family, his friends, and even the enemy many a time. We find that one of the very beautiful characteristics of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was humbleness as well as modesty and, being, you know, very humble. Humbleness, humility was something that was in all of the divinely appointed Imams. Now, does this mean that one should be in a position of submissiveness or humbleness or humility in all situations? No, not necessarily, because we find that in front of an individual who is arrogant, who is haughty, who is insulting, an individual needs to have a sense of courage and stand up to that and not be humble and modest in the face of oppression. But yes, in the face of the believers, in the face of good human beings, in the face of righteous people, an individual should be humble and modest and show humility. So we find that there used to be a ordinary man who used to accompany Imam Sadiq alayhi salam for some time. So, you know, like in the present day, or, you know, the stories of Aristotle and Socrates, these people, because of their knowledge, they were surrounded by, you know, groups of people. And so it was kind of like the disciples of Prophet Isa, peace and blessings upon him. You know, they used to follow them around. So there was a man, ordinary man, who used to, you know, I guess, hang out with Imam Sadiq alayhi salam and benefit from his knowledge and wisdom. And so after some time, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam noticed that the man was not around anymore. And so he asked about the man. Now, interestingly, the man was apparently a man from Africa. His skin was a darker skin. And so another one of the men who used to be around Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in a very mean manner, he said, "Oh, Imam, he is a Nabataean," meaning he's an African, meaning he's a black man. Trying to be condescending when it came to this individual of color. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he replied quite sternly. He said that the origin of each individual is their intellect. Their fame is their religion. Their generosity is their faith. And all people are of the same origin. What a beautiful way in which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam showed how people are all equal in a world, unfortunately, where even after the passing of thousands of years after Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the world is still engulfed in petty racism and discrimination. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And then he says, وَإِن سَعَلَكَ فَعَتِيهِ. You know, if he is asking help from you, then help him and give him. وَإِن كَفَّ عَنْكَ فَعَرِضْ عَلَيْهِ. And he shy in asking help from you, then you offer it to him. If you know he is in need, but he is shy from asking you, then Imam says, you present it to him. You take the first step in order to relieve him of his problem. At the end, Imam says, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْكَ وَأَنْتَ مِنْهُ. Because he is from you and you are from him. You're part of the global ummah. This is where we see in the words of, you know, Ayatollah Sistani, where he says, do not say to Sunnis they are your brothers or your brother in faith. Rather say that they are yourself. So he's trying to even go even higher, not just saying that they are brethren in faith, rather he says, you are anfusana. And that is what we see even from this hadith, which has come from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.